Herald and News.
Herald and News, your news now.
The Herald and News.
Empowering the community.
Basin Views.
Herald and News, your news now. Klamath Falls, Oregon.
The Herald and News.
Podcast.
Empowering the community and serving the Klamath Basin. This is the Herald and News Basin Views Podcast. Greetings and welcome to Basin Views, a Herald and News podcast featuring interviews with local experts discussing issues important to the Klamath Basin. I'm Kurt Lidke with the Herald and News. This week we are joined by Natalie Johnston, Library Director for the Klamath Library District, and Sharla Openlander, Adult Services Librarian. Johnston oversees library operations, activities, and budgets for the various library branches across Klamath County, and Sharla helps with programs, outreach, and technology. Thank you, Natalie and Sharla, for joining us today.
Good afternoon. Hello.
So, first of all, Natalie, I know you've been with the library for a while, but you are in a relatively new role here because the previous library director, Christy Davis, left at the end of the year. So why don't you give us a little sense for the people who haven't had a chance to get to know you yet, just how you became library director?
I've been working in libraries for the last 25 years. I started working in research library. Then I work in university library. I work in school library. And when I moved here, they were looking for a librarian to do an outreach for preschool and daycare center. So I became the story van librarian. So my first 2 years here, I actually was driving around Klamath Falls and visiting daycare center. And I also have a background in accounting. So the previous library director, Andy Swenson, needed some help with budgeting. So he, for me, the position of a branch librarian, and I became the branch librarian 2 years after I started in Klamath Falls.
So how is the adjustment to library director for you from your previous roles?
It hasn't been too difficult because I, for the last 4 or 5 years, every time the director was going on vacation or was unable to work, I was the interim director. So it hasn't been too difficult. I think the challenge is I am the one who has to make the decision now, and I have the one to make sure that the library goes forward, and I have to develop, you know, services, and I have to make sure that we go forward and, you know, we offer the best services that the library can offer.
Well, and speaking of services, Sharla, you are heavily involved in several of them as the Adult Services Librarian. Could you tell me a little bit about what exactly your job entails?
Well, along with developing the collection, purchasing books, purchasing movies, and that sort of work, I also develop programs for adults in Klamath County. So we do a lot of film screenings, book clubs, and things like that for adults, and I work on developing all those.
You know, the library has taken kind of a different form, especially in the digital media era. Things have evolved. It's not just books anymore. Libraries sometimes have some very unusual offerings in what is available to be able to check out or utilize. So what are some of the things maybe that the Klamath Library offers that people may not realize is there?
Well, there's a new thing that we started this year. Is it this year, last year? Called Canopy. Actually, you don't even have to come to the library. As long as you have a library card, you can stream videos, movies from your home. And a lot of those movies are movies you will never see here in Klamath Falls. A lot of independent movies, foreign movies, and a lot of documentaries. And just this month, we started Canopy Kids. And it's a great selection of movies for kids. We also have a product called Launchpad that you can check out at the library. It's a tablet for kids. It's preloaded, and kids can listen and read at the same time. And they can also play with the tablet. And it's very, very sturdy tablet, and the parents can just borrow it. And it's very, very popular. What other things do we have?
The other thing I can think of is that some people don't know about is Flipster.
Oh, yes.
And those are digital magazine subscriptions. And so another thing you don't even have to come to the library for, once you have a card, you can access it from our website, and you can download all kinds of magazines that we subscribe to online and read them digitally.
And another thing that I just paid for it today, I just signed the check, we are subscribing to ancestry.com. And that you will have to come to the library to use the service. And I know we have a lot of people in the county are loving genealogy, and they want to search their ancestors. And ancestry.com is a great tool. And not all libraries, but most of our libraries are going to have that available to our patrons. And of course, we have video games that people can borrow as well. Tons of DVD, tons of CDs, a lot of books. And my favorite product, it's called Library to Go. I love to listen to audiobooks from my car, and I have a very, very old car. So I need to plug in my phone, and I just download audiobook on my phone and can listen to it in the car.
It always seems like there's a constant revolving presentation in there. Almost every time I go in, there's something different. Sometimes there's art exhibits. Sometimes there's, I remember there was a showcase of local wineries one time when I went in. Every month there's a different theme that the youth services does, which is fantastic, having weekly events catered around Harry Potter, or I think this month is Star Wars month, which is fantastic. So there always seems to be something happening there. So how does all of that come together between the staff and volunteers of being able to keep so many activities between film screenings and special meetings and presentations and all of the monthly events like board game nights and video game nights and movie nights? How does all that come together?
I think there's a great team of people. A lot of those people have been working as a library for a lot of years. And we kind of developed, everybody has its role. Sharla knows, you know, what kind of programs the adult here we like. In youth, the youth services staff, they really know the kids. And like the Nerf war it's a mess, but kids like it. And the staff actually, they love the kids and they love to provide those kind of program for them. So it's a team effort. And we do have a lot of volunteers who help, but the staff is already very, very dedicated. They're not afraid to try. And I'm trying not to be a no person. I'm always afraid, okay, I don't know if that's going to work, but I've learned over the years to say, okay, maybe we could try once.
Has there ever been something that was suggested and you're like, no, that's not going to happen here?
Yes. I'm not going to say it because I don't want people to say, why didn't you do it? But there's some, they have great imagination. I mean, the staff, they have so much imagination. They can, you know, they have so many ideas, but sometimes I'm like, no, we have to stop somewhere, you know. But lately, I mean, like the Nerf war and, you know, taking the kids in the park to play during the summer, we have a water gun battle in the park. And the programs that Charlotte has, we have a new program. It's kind of a discussion program that we have. People get together and talk about subjects that are sometimes difficult to talk about, and those kind of things bring people together, and I think that's what the library is about. We're bringing people together.
It can always be a little scary sometimes trying new things. So, Charlotte, since you're spearheading a lot of these efforts, has there ever been something where you weren't sure and it turned out really well and you had great pride in how it's gained a foothold in the community?
The one thing that I started two summers ago, this will be the third summer, is our documentary and discussion series for adults. And I do 8 weeks. We have a documentary every Thursday afternoon. And that was something that hadn't been done as long as I'd been at the library. And people really like it. I try to get a really wide selection of documentaries so that every week there's something different. They're not all similar. And that's something that's been really successful.
There's multiple branches of the library throughout Klamath County. And I'm curious how all of those branches kind of interact and collaborate, because, you know, the downtown branch is the main branch. But if, say, someone in Gilchrist or Chiloquin wants to check out a specific book, how can they go about doing that if it isn't at that branch? So where are all of the satellite libraries throughout Klamath County, and how do they interact?
Okay, so we have 12 libraries. So we have Bly, Bonanza, Chemult, Chiloquin, Kino, Gilchrist, Merrill, Moline, Sprague River, South Suburb, and we have a senior center annex. So we have a courier system. Almost all those libraries, except for Gilchrist and Chemult and Bly, they have a courier come in every week to pick up books to bring back to the main branch and bring back books that we took from them. And so if somebody, for example, in Chiloquin wants a book that's in Kino, they place a hold online, and the Kino librarian put the book in a bag. The books came back to the main branch, and then they get bring back to Chiloquin. And we do that every week. And so every Tuesday, it's Kino, Merrill, Moline, and every first day is Chiloquin and Sprague River, and Bonanza is almost every other day. And South Suburb, we go every day of the week because there's a lot of people at the South Branch that want book from the main library. So we carry, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 bags back and forth every week from every library. And in Shemelton Gilchrist, we're lucky because it's a long drive, but we have kind of an agreement with the county school. So the county school also has a courier system, and they take our bags and bring them to the Gilchrist branch. So we don't have to send somebody over there.
Between all of those various branches and the downtown library, give me a ballpark figure of the scale of the collection that library district has.
We have 221,000 items. And last year, more than 500,000 were checked out. So that's a lot of checkout and a lot of items. And what we do, and people don't realize, there's some items like our large print collection. Those large print books are very expensive. And we rotate them between all the branches. Every 2 or 3 months they get rotated, so people, even if they live in Bly, will be able to see some of those rotating books. And we rotate our music CDs as well. And I think that's it.
Audiobooks
as well.
So, Charlotte, I know you're involved in selecting a lot of the new inventory when it comes to CDs and DVDs.
Well, it's a job. It's actually my favorite part of my job because I get to go a lot of places on the internet and look for books that are being recommended, books that are maybe on TV, on the radio, that people hear about that way, and read a lot of reviews. And really, I try to keep in mind that I'm representing everyone in the county, that I'm trying to find things that everyone would like. Everyone can find something they want to read or listen to or watch at the library.
And the thing is, if somebody has a suggestion, we always open to suggestion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the library and all of its many services is free for community members, but there is a cost to all of it in operation. So, Natalie, if you could please explain just how the library is funded and kind of the tax structure behind it.
So the library is a service district, and in 2000, a levy was passed. So everybody who owns a property in Klamath County pay for the library service district. And if an average, if you have a property that's $100,000, you pay $49 per year, and that's the price of a large print book.
Now, that funding came into question recently. The budget committee initially was planning to cut that back to 44 cents from 49 cents. Now, my understanding is that wasn't going to affect services, but it could have had an adverse effect in other aspects of the library. There was a hearing last week, and the community really rallied behind wanting to make sure that the library had this funding. So could you tell me about how all of that sort of played out and what it means to still have the full funding in place?
What it means is the library, as I said, we have 12 libraries, and we own actually 4 buildings. So we do have a reserve, and every year we add money into the reserve, and every year we also spend money out of the reserve. And last year we remodeled the library, so the reserve money is actually under 500,000, no, 600,000 right now. And if we keep doing projects like we've been doing and not putting as much money as we're taking out of the reserve, then it will arrive a point when the reserve is going to be too low. So when we have extra money, we always try to put it in the reserve, because when the times, the economy is okay like we have now, we try to save money. So when the economy is down, we always have money in the reserve in case something happened in one of the buildings. We want to do a project, like we remodeled the South Suburban branch. We have other branches that we may want to remodel, and I would also love to remodel the downstairs of the Klamath Falls Library to add meeting space. That's a request almost every week. Some people want meeting space. And there's not a lot of meeting space in Klamath Falls. And sometimes we just have like a mentor coming with a child, and they want some quiet time, and we actually don't have a quiet space in the library. And so the project I would like to do for, in the next 2 or 3 years is add meeting space in this branch or maybe in another one.
How important was it at that hearing where the committee decided not to reduce funding from 49 to 44 cents, to see the amount of public reaction to it?
It was very heartwarming. It almost made me cry. And you realize people love their library. They realize, you know, how positive it is to have a library that's fully funded in the library. That means community care. And, you know, it's the support was, I mean, it was great. It was awesome. I don't know. I was lost for word. Especially, you know, I could feel the positive energy in the back of me when I was sitting in front of the committee. And I think people realize that the value of the library is not only, you know, how many items are checked out, is if, you know, people have a place to go, you know. Like, we are present from Bly to Gilchrist. There's a library. It's all over the county. People know that there's going to be a place for them to go. There's, you know, internet access in every of those libraries. If they want books, DVD, CDs, they know where to go. We have a collection that we share. And, I mean, it's a very positive thing, I think.
That kind of gets into the idea of what is a library today. Because when I moved here about a year and a half ago, I didn't really know anyone in town. And I very quickly created a social circle by going to the library and meeting people there at the various events that the library would hold. So it's really great to see a library that is very proactive in making it a place for everyone, even people that maybe aren't big readers. Mm-hmm. The library is still a place that you can go to meet others that you may have a shared interest in documentaries or playing board games or playing old video games or whatever you may like. It seems like the library tries to fulfill that niche.
Well, we try to just make sure we have a variety of things, because you're right, not everybody wants to read a book, but they might want to listen to an audiobook or watch a movie. Maybe they just want to come in and use the computer. It's hard to look for jobs today if you're looking for a job without a computer. Very difficult. And so I really feel like having those computers and the internet access is really a great equalizer for people in our community. People who can't afford to have computers or internet at home can come to the library, and it just equalizes that opportunity.
There's a wide variety of services and activities, but are there things that maybe you would like to add that the library district certainly or doesn't necessarily offer yet, but maybe sometime down the road, realistically, you may be able to find this at your local library?
Well, like I said, you know, having meeting space, I think it's very important. It's just a space. People don't realize sometimes people come to the library, they want quiet space, and, you know, library change is not as quiet as it used to be, and we can't offer that right now because we are very busy all the time. All the space in the library is taken, so it would be nice to be able to offer some more space for people to just sit down and study for a test, or, you know, having a one-on-one, or doing Skype, because right now, and it's happening more and more, people are being interviewed by Skype for a new job, and they can't do that from home sometimes. And sometimes we do say to some people, yeah, we have room today, we can do that, but that's not a given. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Sometimes you show up at the library and there's 40 screaming kids shooting each other with Nerf guns. So it's not necessarily always the quiet space you think it is. There's a lot of different ways that people can be active with their local library, not just as a member to check things out, but there's groups like Friends of the Library. There's different ways that you can volunteer. How can people help out?
Well, we have, they can volunteer at the library. We always asking, you know, for volunteer for, like, we have the Bookage Ones, the Friends of the Library Bookage Ones. So they sell books, and they're the one who raise money for us when we want to buy snacks for the kids, because we actually don't use taxpayer money for the snacks for the kid. We also have a Klamath County Library Foundation that sometimes is looking for some members. As far as all the libraries, books get dirty. So if somebody volunteer and they don't mind, they could clean our books. Actually, we do clean books at the library a lot, especially the board books and the kids' book. And sometimes, like, helping us setting up chairs for a program, popping popcorn. Mm-hmm. During the summer reading program, we have a group of teens that's coming every Wednesday to help the Youth Services Library and run the summer reading program, and that's a great help.
Well, and among the services that are offered, there are various seasonal programs. like the summer reading program. So Natalie, could you please tell me all about this incredible program that keeps kids engaged even when school is out?
So the summer reading program is a program that we offer in every single library in the county. The 12 libraries follow the same program. And this year, it's called Library Rocks. And it's all about maybe rocks and also rock and roll. Depends how you want to take it. And we start June 18th to August 10th. And every kid in the county from 0 to 18 can come to the library, pick up a reading log, and they will get prizes for every minutes of hours they read a book or do an activity if they're little ones. And we also have a summer reading program for adults this year.
Yeah, we do. We give tickets away. And when you read a book, listen to a book, or read to a child, you get to fill out a ticket and put it in the drawing. And we have a lot of really great books that we're going to give away this summer for that.
Well, whether it's books, magazines, newspapers, DVDs, CDs, audiobooks, video games, board games, or a whole variety of services, the Klamath Library has you covered. So be sure to take advantage and also check it out online, because now you can also watch things online as well with a library card. Natalie Johnston, Charlotte Openlander, my apologies. Thank you for joining us today on Basin Views. Appreciate it. And thank you for all of the work that you do with Klamath Libraries.
Thank you.